This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. The Dallas School District launched a program a few years ago to turn around struggling schools. It's called Accelerating Campus Excellence, or ACE. This means longer school days, more resources, and better teachers. And now other North Texas school districts are launching similar efforts. KERA's Stella Chavez joins me to talk about these efforts. Stella, thanks for being here.
It's good to be here, Eric.
So how did the Dallas School District's ACE effort get started?
Dallas ISD launched ACE in 2015, and the district started with 7 low-performing schools. They were all rated improvement required by the state. And the teachers who were hired to work at these schools got more money, like thousands of dollars more. Now, at these schools, the days are longer, there are after-school activities, and the kids get served 3 meals a day.
And the Dallas School District says this intense intervention has been successful.
Yeah. After just a year, 6 of the 7 schools went from improvement required to met standard. And last school year, there were a total of 13 ACE schools in Dallas.
So Dallas ISD says it has a lot of success with this ACE model, but district officials say they're planning on making some changes to the program. So what's going on?
ACE is expensive. It costs the district nearly $1,200 per student enrolled in an ACE school. And now the district's running into some funding issues. One of the biggest changes is how much extra money teachers will get paid. Up until now, all teachers hired to work in an ACE school would get stipends. But now the district is only going to pay a stipend to certain teachers and administrators. Also, not every student will stay late. The extended school day will only apply to students who need the extra help. And in the past, the ACE program meant bringing in an entirely new staff. Well, that's no longer going to be the case. At a school board meeting in the spring, officials talked about how much money or lack of it is what's driving this decision. Here's Dallas ISD school board member Dan Michke.
It is a little bit disappointing that we have a program that has produced such outstanding results. And for budgetary reasons, we are having to look to modify it while other districts around the area are copying our original plan.
And the Fort Worth School District has launched a program similar to Dallas. Tell me more about what's happening in Fort Worth.
Yeah, Fort Worth ISD turned some of its low-performing schools into academies, and they made a lot of similar changes like Dallas did with its ACE campuses. At a board meeting earlier this year, Superintendent Kent Scribner talked about the impact this model has already had in the 1 year it's been in place.
These schools achieved double-digit improvements. Early results indicate that our strategy is working, focusing on fewer things, elementary literacy, middle years mathematics, and college and career preparedness.
I've talked with some educators at these low-performing schools that are now academies in Fort Worth, and they tell me they really like this new model because students are doing much better. Even just preparing for the STAR test was more fun. And instead of having the kids do worksheets, teachers would come up with more creative ways to help their students prepare.
In last spring, we heard about a couple of North Texas school districts that are adopting the ACE model that Dallas started. This would include the Richardson ISD and the Garland ISD. So what have those districts said about their plans?
In March, Richardson ISD announced it was implementing the ACE program in 4 of its schools. And school officials there talked about how the achievement gap at these schools is why they needed to do this. For example, only 20 to 33% of students there met third grade reading standards. And that's compared to other schools where it's high as 88%. And these schools also have a large percentage of students who are economically disadvantaged.
And Stella, you've also talked with Garland ISD officials about their plans to adopt the ACE model there. How will their program compare to what's been happening in Dallas and Fort Worth ISD?
Well, it's going to be on a much smaller scale. The ACE program will only be at 2 schools, Handley Elementary and Lyles Middle School. And these are schools where students move in and out of the school a lot. So they may start the school year there and then leave and maybe even come back again. I talked with Jovan Wells. She's the chief academic officer at Garland ISD.
We have a lot of teacher turnover, and in schools that are high-need campuses like Handley, You teachers suffer from burnout because it is long hours. It's very challenging. So we go in and we try to support those efforts from the district level, but the challenges persist, so we have to look at a different approach.
And Eric, even some of the schools that aren't adopting the ACE model in Garland will still benefit. Wells says the staff at three other campuses will go through the same training that's offered at the two ACE schools.
That's KERA's Stella Chavez. Stella, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Eric.